This is KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Father Ian Dellinger, and I'm playing with food. Ah, college football. It's October, and no one can avoid it. Not even me. But there is a delightful way to enjoy football for those of us who are baffled by the game. The almighty tailgate party. The tailgate party is a model of the superlative when it comes to food, drink, loud music, and team spirit. All of these elements are available in excess as fans consume meat and carbs and booze to the likes that we haven't seen since Roman feasts. Where does this portable party come from? Legend has it that the first tailgate, without the automobile, was at the first Battle of the Bull Run in 1861, the battle that kicked off the Civil War. Spectators traveled from D.C. to Manassas, Virginia to cheer on their Union or Confederate team. A war battle as an unlikely spectator sport, you say? What do you think the Colosseums around the Roman Empire were built for? Anyway, the college football tailgate was probably first enjoyed in 1869 at College Field in New Brunswick, New Jersey, between Rutgers and Princeton. It was described as both a fine game and a fine party. But still, no cars, so no tailgates. Once cars were invented, particularly station wagons and pickup trucks, tailgating gained steam. During the 1980s and the 1990s, tailgating morphed into a social movement. Grills became portable, coolers grew wheels, rows of parking became communities, sharing more than just their team spirit, but their barbecue and their booze. I decided to check out the local tailgating scene at California Polytechnic State University, or Cal Poly, in San Luis Obispo. As I walked the gauntlet of South Perimeter Road on the Cal Poly campus, I could smell flesh burning with plumes of grilling smoke to prove that there were indeed barbecues lining the road. It wasn't quite shoulder to shoulder, or should I say wheel well to wheel well, packed along Tailgate Row. What few parties there were was made up for in enthusiasm. I started with the first one I came upon.
Marty Mohammed.
I'm Joe Farley.
So you're doing a tailgate party here at Cal Poly. What's the motivation behind a tailgate party?
Just to try to get people and friends and family together before the game. A lot of times it's like family members that have players playing get together to kind of just spend some time together before the games. Well, we started, my wife and I, when my first son was here 12 years ago. And so we've had four sons go through the program. And we actually got a tailgate when they first started doing it. I think probably 8 or maybe it's 10 years ago now. So my wife and I, up until this year, had a tailgate here for probably 8 or 10 years.
And so now you've taken over the tailgate responsibilities?
Actually, I was one of the first individuals to sign up for the tailgate here at Cal Poly. I'm just an alumni, a local supporter of both the current and past student athletes, and we just look forward to having a great time every Saturday when they're here in town.
Carla was just down the road from Marty and Joe, and she has been an avid tailgater for a while.
So, Carla, you're famous tailgater here. Are you a slow local?
I am actually from Bakersfield. My son plays on the team, so okay. We come here every weekend. Well, every home game. Well, I started these tailgate parties back when my son played in high school, and he went to junior college. I loved a tailgate, had them there, brought it here to SLO, and loved that they had tailgate spots that you can purchase for the whole season. I can park my car right here, set it up, and entertain and watch the team walk down with the cheerleaders and everything. It's a great atmosphere. Cal Poly's got it going on. I love it.
But Carla was not in charge of the food, and that's why I was there. Her buddy is a longtime tailgater, but also the foodie.
My name is Steve Campos.
How long have you been tailgating?
30 years.
30 years here at Cal Poly?
No, Raider games and here.
Where do they have the better tailgate parties?
Truthfully, Raider games.
What makes a tailgate party great?
The food and the people.
How do you choose your food?
I'm from Hawaii, so most of my recipes are from Hawaii, and people have never tried it before. So when I make it, it's like, wow, what's this? I'm happy, they're happy.
Hawaiian food at a tailgate party sounds awesome, but before we get to Steve's stuff, let's take a step back to Marty and Joe. What kind of food is important at a tailgate? Is there a certain type of food?
Something quick, easy, and off the grill.
Does it have to be barbecued?
No, it doesn't have to be barbecued. We've had the big sandwiches. Most of the time, though, we grill stuff. You know, hamburgers, hot dogs, carne asada, pork loin for sliders, stuff like that.
You can start 6 hours prior to kickoff.
Okay, and do you actually go to the game?
Of course.
Yeah, of course we go to the game.
Season ticket holder.
Asking them if they actually attend the game is a legitimate question. In my research, one report found that 35% of tailgaters never attend the game inside the stadium. But when your kid is on the field, there is not enough meat and beer to hold you back. Let's go back to Steve's Hawaiian-themed tailgate barbecue.
So what kind of food from Hawaii are you making?
Well, it's a teriyaki from Kihei, which is in Maui. But if I give you the recipe, I gotta kill you, so I can't do that.
I see a bottle of commercial barbecue sauce, though, on your table.
I don't use that. I made a bunch of sausage, and some howlies just want to dip it in barbecue sauce.
So have you been doing Hawaiian teriyaki, your own teriyaki sauce, for 30 years?
Maybe 20. Okay. It was my father-in-law's recipe.
Do you start at the crack of dawn, and are you doing ribs and stuff?
No, I start the day before. Cut it up, you have to soak it overnight, you know, and then, boom, bring it out. Sweet.
So when do you roll up?
As soon as the gates open.
And I just had lunch, so I'll try a little bit of your teriyaki. I don't want a lot of filler if it's a recipe that you're going to kill me for. Food.
How are you going to gain any weight eating that small? What do you think?
It's got a little sweetness to it. It's got a little...
Ginger?
Yeah, that's it.
Garlic?
It's not like commercial teriyaki, that's really sweet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's really nice. So you've been working on this recipe for... It's your father-in-law's recipe.
Over 20 years, I'm telling you.
Steve was not wrong. The teriyaki was delicious. Carla and Steve make a great team. There was a fraternity sorority tailgate nearby, but I wanted to venture closer and closer to the stadium until I spotted a barbecue on a trailer. Until now, I've only seen tailgate parties on TV food shows, and the trailer is where it's all happening.
Yeah, Matt Fisher. I'm in construction as my career, and one of the things that we do and we specialize in is in restaurant remodels. So, you know, you go into a building, you want a new restaurant to come in, you'd hire us to build your new restaurant. Through that, I really got to kind of meet some people who have some really great recipes and some really good, you know, ideas on what to do. So I took from them some of their ideas and some of my own just knowledge of it. I built this. It's two grills, 36 by 18, a smoker with a firebox, and then dual chamber. A shelving unit just because you have so much stuff that comes with it. There's enough space for people to stand up here and hang out and food to be presented out to the public and be able to share really well. I mean, that was a part of building it, was being able to share with anybody that come by.
Matt expressed many passions about his tailgating. Food and barbecue were key.
I love barbecue and I love kind of having an event. I've done something different every time and I will do something different every time. I got two grills and a smoker with two chambers. So first time was tri-tip easy. Great time. Second time was tacos, which went really well, and actually probably try again. This week I'm doing a pulled pork.
2016 was your senior year, so you graduated in 17.
I graduated winter of 17, yes.
So you're only a year and a half out.
Yep.
Not to be ageist or anything, but people don't start barbecuing really until they're mid to late 20s. So have you been barbecuing only recently or?
So my family actually does live in Arkansas and it's a kind of a culture thing down there. And so I was barbecuing well before I even kind of came to college. And so my father did at home. We always had a charcoal barbecue at home and he smoked meat every once in a while. And you know, I learned the premise of it and it's a pretty easy idea. I mean, it's kind of like cooking like an oven, just using smoke instead of gas or whatever your oven cooks on. You know, that's where that came from. One thing I love about barbecue is you can make it out of anything. I've seen smokers made out of taxi cabs and made out of old barrels. Mechanics still are always the same. So that's kind of what I got to do is that it really didn't, there's no science to it. Just make a fire, put it into a chamber, and you got a smoker.
Now, can I taste some of that stuff with the crust on it?
Yeah, let's get that some of that.
That's great. And what's on this?
So this has simply just a pork rub. It has an injection of half water, half apple juice with a Worcestershire and red vinegar, a little bit of kosher salt, a little bit of brown sugar. Definitely has a Carolina aspect to it. You always have pulled pork. You first taste it without any sauce. You try to see what's the flavors of it.
So I can taste the apple, definitely.
I can definitely taste the apple. I love the Carolina style of vinegar base. While if you go to North Carolina, you have a mustard-based barbecue sauce. I much prefer the vinegar-based. On pulled pork, it just goes really well with kind of the flavors. I feel like with pork, it really breaks down the fats. So right here's some Scott sauce. It's a South Carolina barbecue sauce. Nice hot flavor it has.
Okay, so it's Scott's sauce. It's not thick and goopy. I can dip it in there. There we go. Definitely vinegary, hot, and kind of balances the apple.
Very much.
I had this idea in my mind that tailgating is more of a southern thing, only making its way westward in the last decade or so. I'm not overly wrong. Not only did Matt's enthusiasm and hard work hint to that, according to a Food and Wine magazine article entitled America's Best Tailgating Cities, only four of the top 26 cities for tailgating are west of the Mississippi and north of the Mason-Dixon line: Lincoln, Nebraska, Denver, Colorado, and two here in California, San Diego and Oakland. Steve's O-Town made the list, but the Central Coast and its 5 4-year colleges didn't make the cut. After Matt's palate-pleasing pulled pork, I strolled past the Ag fraternity to the tailgate closest to the stadium. The scenario was kind of funny. I saw Shannon, whom I know from wine tasting, on the insider side of the tailgate party.
She was chatting with someone, so I waited patiently. As my field of vision took in more of my surroundings, I realized that this was the biggest tailgate party of them all, with an enclosed trailer that housed the smoker, and hosted by the winery I know her from. She introduced me to the host.
Robin Baggett. I have three wineries. I have Alpha Omega in Napa Valley, Tolosa in San Luis Obispo, and Peronet in Spain, the Barcelona region.
Why would a winery come to a tailgate party?
Well, I'm a Cal Poly grad. I played baseball here back in 1971, my last year, and big supporter of Cal Poly, but I love sports, and it's like anything, camaraderie, the friendships, the people. I see all my friends. A guy who used to be one of my pitchers is here today.
Tailgate parties are, I've been being told that they're about the company and the food.
So we have our wines, obviously, you know, Napa, a Cab base, Tolosa, Pinot, and in Spain, a Carrion, Grenache. But our barbecue is the most important. I love to barbecue. It's my midlife crisis. We cook some great ribs today. We have a smoker here. Takes about 4 hours. And with that, we have our beans that are out of King City.
Are they Pequinto beans?
No, they're not Pequinto. They're King City Pinks, only grown in that region. And you got to get them special out of a farm company there. And we buy them by the 50-gallon bag.
Eric is the mastermind behind this behemoth of a barbecue. And he gave me a personalized tour.
Hey, Eric, where do we get our beans?
Beans, King City Pink beans.
So is this your cook?
He's our executive chef.
Executive chef, will you show me this? Your cooker is the size of a trailer.
Eric O'Brien.
Oh, wow. So I've never been to a tailgate party. I've only seen them on the Food Network. Okay. And this is the kind of thing that you see on the Food Network. So tell me what we got.
So this is our Old Hickory ELDLX. Can cook 96 racks of ribs at one time. Can do 96 cubic feet of food. Or I can do 1.5 tons of protein.
1.5 tons. That's 3,000 pounds.
Correct, yeah.
This is a big unit.
Correct.
And it's a smoker only.
It's just a smoker. I can't grill anything.
It's this big,
yeah.
And you can only smoke. We can do 3,000 pounds. So.
Yeah, we can do a whole lot of smoking. But.
When you are planning this, what time do you roll up?
I rolled up here this morning at 8:30. I have a 4 hour minimum cook time on my ribs at 2:25. So they were on at 9:30, done at 1:30. That's when we wanted to start serving food. And I also had our ranch style beans ready at that time as well.
Did you cook the beans in here?
No, we cook them on a portable burner outside. So the rib prep's really standard. We use St. Louis style spare ribs. I coat them in yellow mustard, and then I coat them in the dry rub that we use, throw them in bone side up on the racks, smoke them for 4 hours, and then I glaze them every hour with apple juice. So we use King City pink beans. I use about 10 pounds of beans, 6 pounds of bacon, 6 pounds of chorizo, jalapenos, crushed red pepper, hot New Mexico chili powder, salt, pepper, and against Robin's best wishes, I add some garlic.
He doesn't like garlic. Okay. It's time to taste this food that Eric has spent all day on. Big pot of beans out here. What do you think is the best part of the beans? Is that the pork belly?
That certainly makes the broth the best part.
Do you use silverware at a tailgate party?
Yeah, we have our winner chicken dinner, slot machine spoon dispenser right there.
Perfect.
And our napkin dispenser.
So these beans are bigger than Pequinto, but
yeah.
They're good. They're really good.
A little heat, not too much.
I haven't felt the heat yet, but I'm a fire heater. So,
okay.
You know. There we go. Yeah.
And there you have it.
Yeah. They're not salty.
No, salt is one of the things I try not to overdo because you can never take salt out of a product. You can always add it. So this is just a dry rub on this rib. I also have some barbecue sauces if you'd like.
On the side.
On the side. So this is Grandma's. This is a brown sugar base. And this is a Blue's Hog Tennessee Red. And this is a vinegar base. It's a little spicy.
It's got a lot of the Tennessee on it right now.
Okay.
And it's nice. It's tender. I learned that if ribs fall off the bone, they're overdone. Is that true?
Correct. You just want a little pull to your teeth as it's coming off the bone.
And these don't fall off the bone. They're very nice. Let me dip it in Grandma. That's good. That's a good rib. And this is where I learned that tailgating, or at least here in California, isn't just about beer. Thanks to Barrett.
Barrett Spiegel, provider of good wine at Tolosa, Alpha Omega, and Peronet wineries.
We've got this high-end wine at a tailgate party, and you usually think of tailgate parties as cheap beer and good ribs. So what are you doing here?
You know, times have changed, and the reality is wine and food are just meant to be together, way more so than beer and food. We've got three beautiful wineries that all add different elements to food that you can't get from other beverages. The key with Pinot Noir, in my opinion, especially from our region, the Edna Valley, is the fruit, earth, spice combo. Especially with barbecue, where you have those spices, whether it's a dry rub or a marinade. A smooth, soft Pinot Noir will go with anything, but that spice is what really makes it pair great with barbecue. And then with Cabernets, it's the concentration of fruit and the richness, the black currants, the blackberries, and also the oak influence in Cab really makes Cab and barbecue a great pairing. Our newest winery in Spain has this kind of gritty, earthy, rustic flavor and scent to it. And when I think about those three qualities, I immediately think food-wise barbecue.
And while I sampled the pairings of his wine offerings with the beans and the ribs, Barrett had some more wise words on wine.
I mean, I do barbecue and wine at home, but why not do it for a tailgate, right?
Absolutely. People think that you can only drink wine late at night. No, you start drinking wine at around noon when you have your first big meal, lunch. So always drink wine. Let's be real. And it pairs great with food.
While winding my way through the tailgate parties, I learned that tailgating is not just about burning flesh in a parking lot and washing it down with cheap beer or expensive wine in Barrett, Robin, and Eric's case. Judy Keene from USA Today wrote that, quote, "Pre-game tailgating isn't just a party, it's a complex community-building exercise that harkens back to ancient harvest festivals," unquote. That was echoed all the way at the beginning at Marty and Joe's party, and one of Carla's friends was pretty emphatic about it.
What makes a great tailgate party for you?
Beef teriyaki right here. Have you had some of that yet?
I just had some right
it's
now.
That and the flour tortilla, the social, yeah, that's the tailgate. The food, the people, Carla. She hosts every weekend.
How long have you been tailgating?
Pretty much my whole life. Grew up with it.
Even when the score isn't in your favor, the tailgate and the game are what they're here for.
Can I ask you a really sensitive question?
What's that?
So Cal Poly's not at the top of the league for football, right? So does this make it more palatable when you know you might not win the game?
No, for us it doesn't. Well, like, because we had kids playing, it really didn't make any difference to us. You know,
were they winning when your kids played?
They more so than now, yes. Although my one son last year was on the team. It was his last year, and they only won one game, and we still went to all the games. You know, some seasons are good, some are bad. So you just kind of take the good with the bad.
Yeah. I would love to see a winning performance by the Cal Poly Mustangs every Saturday.
Eric expressed the sentiment that he and Robin share as alumni from long, long, long ago.
What do you find special about tailgate parties?
Well, Robin's alumni. I'm alumni here at Cal Poly, and this is something that they never had when we were going to school here. So it's really nice to see it open up and be a little more accepting of the festivities around football and around this whole American culture of tailgating before a game or whatever. So we just try and give back to the kids, alumni, and just enjoy our time here and enjoy the football.
To do the tailgate party because you're alumni, but is the tailgate party for you and your friends?
Well, it's a little bit. So Robin, he likes to share his wine to a lot of the parents that are coming through. We like to give back to the community, and this is just fun for us, basically just to have a really nice afternoon. We're going to feed the baseball team later. That's what we do every time we do one of these tailgates because Robin is such really big in the baseball field here. So I have 20 racks of ribs set aside for them, and then we'll just try and give out as much food and make everyone feel welcome and having a good time. It's not exclusive at all. It's open to everybody who walks by, but everything else we're just giving away, and we're just, you know, letting you know how good our wines are that we produce, our barbecue that goes really well with some of the Pinots that we produce, and we're just here to give back.
Mary Beth Albright began her 2014 National Geographic article on tailgating with, "For everyone who thinks that community building food experiences are limited to farm-to-table dinners and idyllic family meals with serene yet lively discussions of current events, I have one word, tailgating." Combining that with my hunch that the tailgating experts are in the American South, no one was more emphatic and enthusiastic about the community aspect of tailgating than the Southerner and recent grad, Matt.
I hate when people say, "I'm gonna have a barbecue and just grill hot dogs and burgers." That's not barbecuing, that's grilling. You know, barbecue stands for two things. It's not only a food, but it's an event, you know, that brings people together. You show friendship and you show your camaraderie between friends through this action. It takes time, it really does. And that's kind of that friendship that you build with somebody is that effort and that time that you spend on what you were able to do. So they're very much together. You have that love and that time that you get to put into something for a group of people. And at the end of it, you get to share it with anybody who comes by. So they definitely marry up together and barbecue and tailgate. It's what you do at a tailgate, you barbecue.
Whether the origins are at the First Battle of the Civil War, at Rutgers versus Princeton, or at your son's high school game in Bakersfield, tailgating once again illustrates the powerful community builder that food is. From the burgers and sausages to the smoker the size of a mobile home, these Cal Poly fans and merrymakers, fathers and mothers, and foodies and master chefs shed all cares, divisions, and boundaries to be happy and to enjoy one another's company. And if you think that a row of tents with their own individual food setups seems to go against the idea of open community, well, I'll let Matt say in words what every tailgater extended to me.
At the end of the day, what I want to do is bring everybody who walks by. If I'm here all by myself, I don't care. This is something for everybody who comes to Cal Poly to be involved with. And they come, they can see other people who love this program and see all the real passion they have for it. When I got to give tacos, you know, to anybody who walked by, and I didn't care which team they were from, hopefully Cal Poly, but give the hospitality of the away team if I can.
A big thank you to every one of you for your enormous tailgate hospitality. I'm Father Ian, and I'm playing with food.